Praise the Lord Jesus. Welcome to the Blood That Speaketh. Welcome to Watchtower. And the theme of today's program is the Blood That Speaketh. A sacrifice was made on my head. Many persons are Christians, and many of us call ourselves Christians, but we don't understand the importance or why or what made us Christians or how we became Christians. Many of us could boldly say that Jesus Christ died for us, but we don't understand what that death actually means. Many of us limit that he died for my sins. So because you see, we limited the power to just sin. And it's because we don't understand the power that sin holds. That's why we just say he died for our sins. And we don't know how to use the precious blood of Jesus in our day-to-day activity. Praise the Lord Jesus. And that is what we want us to talk about today. The blood that speaketh. There is a blood that speaks over every believer on this earth. There is a blood that announces over the head of every believer on this earth. As long as you are a believer, a sacrifice was made on your head. And it's important to understand that this sacrifice is the one that speaketh better thing than the blood of Abel. But before we understand, whenever there is a shedding of blood, there is something about covenant with blood. So we can't talk about blood without talking about covenant. So we have to look into what covenant is. What is covenant? Covenant is an agreement. Is that correct? Covenant is an agreement. It's just that in this area of Nigeria, we don't really understand how we can make agreement today and break it tomorrow. So it's important that you understand. You see, when I'm teaching, I'm trying to balance it for you, so that you don't use what you understood as, or what you have heard as an agreement to undergo this. And of course, we have seen there are three kinds of agreements. We have the verbal agreement, the one that we just say. Do you know that if I tell you tomorrow I will give you a fish, that is an agreement binding us. Do you know that if I fail to give you that fish tomorrow, I've broken an agreement, and naturally I'm supposed to be able to sue you for failing that agreement. The Bible said that two cannot work together except there is an agreement. So for me to tell you that I will give you a fish means there is an agreement. If I say I will be in the church by 4 p.m. and I come to the church by 5 p.m., I honored the agreement, but I failed the appointment. So in every agreement, there is an appointment. In fact, an agreement is irrelevant if there is no appointment. That was why, as Jesus Christ made an agreement, the moment he made that agreement, he atoned for our sins. Praise the Lord Jesus. The second kind of agreement is the written agreement. The one that is written, you don't need to verbalize it, you read it and you sign it. That's an agreement. The third kind of agreement, the one we are talking about, is the blood agreement, the blood covenant. And that is the one we're talking about. That is the one we want to look into. Do you understand what blood is? A man that has no blood is a dead man. If they cut your leg, you will bleed, but you'll still be alive. If they cut your hands, you will bleed, but you'll still be alive. But the moment they drain the blood in your body, what will happen? You will die. So when the Bible said that Jesus gave his life, what it actually meant was that Jesus gave his blood. No, let me give you scripture. Praise the Lord Jesus. Follow me. If you understand these mysteries, it will change your entire understanding. Now, before I give you this scripture, I want us to look at the basic functions of blood. I just want you to understand the power of blood. Now, this is what you can Google online and get from. Now, we understand that the blood is responsible for transporting oxygen and nutrients to the lungs and the tissue. Is that correct? The blood is the one that is responsible for transferring oxygen. That means in blood, there is oxygen. Does that make sense? I'm pretending like you didn't go to any school, so. So in blood there is oxygen. So number one, basic function of the blood is that it transports oxygen and nutrients to the lungs and tissue. Number two, blood is responsible for healing of wounds. We have what they call the blood cell. Is that correct? That whenever there is, why is it that whenever you have a wound, the blood cell rushes to seal that wound because of blood going out? Because it knows that if the blood keeps gushing out, the one thing is that you become dizzy. And if you keep gushing out more, you will die. If you lose so much blood, you will die. And that is why in the hospital, when a woman is losing blood, they begin to donate blood. And if they can't donate the blood fast enough, as she's losing it, she will die. The moment the white blood cell is weak, what happened? Infection has power too. You know, as you are seated now, there are viruses that are going around the air. The reason why you're not catching those viruses is because of your white blood cell, which is in the blood. I think I should go and do medicine. Praise the Lord Jesus. Don't mind me. I'm not ready for that. So you can imagine the power that is in the blood. So if the blood is weakened at any level, disease will come in. Sometimes when you go to the pharmacy to take drugs and they check, one thing they do is that most of the drugs they give to you are immune booster. They boost the white blood cell so that it will enable recovery. I don't know if I'm in the class here. I don't know if am I in the right. Praise the Lord Jesus. I need us to understand where I'm going, because if you don't understand this, you will not be able to understand the magnitude of what Jesus did. Of course, we talked about is the white blood cell. Now, it also brings waste product to the kidney and liver, which filters and cleanses the blood. It always brings waste product to the kidney and liver. And of course, we know it is part of the thing that regulates the temperature of your body. Is that correct? Have this in mind. Some of you here, you don't know this thing now, so I'm teaching you free. Later you meet me and pay me for class 101. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, when Adam sinned, I want you to just understand this. I just gave you the functionality of blood so you understand. Now, when Adam sinned, something happened in the spirit. In case you don't know, Adam had blood. So when Adam sinned, something happened in the realm of the spirit. Remember, God created everything and gave Adam what? Dominion. Is that correct? He gave Adam dominion over everything that he has created. I think that should be in the book of Genesis 3, please. We're going to read from verse 1. Now, he gave Adam dominion over everything that he has created. Which means Adam had the power over all the animals. Adam had power over... In case you don't know, the Garden of Eden is not a village. In case you don't know, the Garden of Eden is not just like a country. It's not a state. Because no village can carry the whole animals in this world. Hello? No. You are limiting God. Oh, you thought the Garden of Eden is like a place like this? No. In case you don't know, the Garden of Eden, there is a place is located in your map. You can see it. Except you have not done research. So, don't limit your mind to that little garden that you know about. The Bible said that even God dwells in Eden. Oh, you think where God will dwell in will be... No. Come on. So, the garden was... Every power was given to man. Man was supposed to rule the world from Eden. There was a ruling that was involved in the creation of man. And the Bible said, now the serpent, Genesis, give me NIV. I don't know who is this young man. Pay attention to this. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord had met. He said to the woman, this is how the devil appeared to many of us. If you look at what the devil was saying, you will see that it's like part of truth. It seems like it was the truth, but it was not the whole truth. That's why we tell you that any half-truth you receive is not truth. Half-truth is a lie. The message that the devil gave was what they call half-truth. Was the devil lying when he said that it will open your eyes? It really did open their eyes. But the story was that the devil did not tell them that they will be chased out and that dominion will move to him. A woman had a vision and the spirit appeared to this woman and said, in the whole of the world, no one prays like you. So she was now being loyal. It came as an angel of light. She thought it was the Holy Ghost speaking to her. The next time she told me, she said, this spirit came and told her to pray. She was praying. You know, the devil will come with what looks like is very holy. Then later the devil came and said, no one is as holy as you. That I've been trying to use other men of God, but they are not allowing me. You are the only one that is holy. One other man had a revelation and said that 99% of people of men of God in Nigeria are false. And he's the pastor. So if 99 are false, that means God is not doing anything in Nigeria. You see, when the spirit come, that demon will come like he's speaking to only you. You see, when the demon came, he said, now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animal the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say? There was a question. Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? I don't know if he's with me. The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruits from the trees in the garden. He said, did God say you should not eat any fruit from the garden? Are you seeing the question? He didn't say, did God say you should not eat this fruit? Are you seeing? From this scripture, you see how the devil works. Now, Eve did not know that in the realm of the spirit, there was a power that was about to be transferred. That's why we tell people to pray, not pray in your mind. If this conversation happened in the mind and Eve ate it in the mind, we would have been still being garden. But the conversation happened physically. There was a conversation. But God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. And you must not touch it or you will die. He said, you must not touch it. That is where the problem is. When God said don't touch, that is when you want to touch. Next verse. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open. Was their eyes open? Yes. And you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Did they know good and evil? Yes. Next verse. Then the woman began to see. The moment you had a conversation with the devil, your eyes is open to see something. Oh. I don't know if I'm here. The moment you begin to have a conversation with the devil, you begin to reason up with Zobo. The white man brought Jesus. The white man brought Bible to us and took away our men and errant nonsense. The white man brought clothes. Reject the clothes now. The moment you begin to hear, that's why the Bible said that faith comes by hearing. Because when you hear, your eyes open to see. That's why the devil comes to take the seed that was planted in you. Because in hearing that seed, you began to see. That fruit has been there, but the eyes of this woman was never opened. Until she engaged in a conversation with the devil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining knowledge, for gaining wisdom, she took some of it. Now, she touched it, she didn't die. Because the commandment was not given to her. So she touched it. And what Adam told her was that if you eat, if you touch and eat, you will die. So when she touched, there was no death. That's why when the devil will sell to you a false prophetic gift, the moment you start prophesying, it will be accurate. Until when he come a day, he will say, in order to go, a blood sacrifice is needed. You say, but devil, come and sell me false. Before then, you have made names. So how do you want to wake up and lose your prophetic gift? You continue. That's why from beginning, reject it. Never accept anything that is not from God. When the woman saw her, he says, so he said, she also gave some. So she took some and ate it. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her. And he ate it. I want you to see what happened. Next verse. Then the eyes of both of them were opened. And they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together. Knowledge has come into sow. And made covering for themselves. Then they went to heed. I want you to see what happened. Because you can't understand the blood of Jesus until you understand what happened in the Garden of Eden. Next verse. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God, among the trees of the garden. Next verse. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Because in the realm of the spirit where the man ought to be, he couldn't find him again. The moment man disobeyed God, the moment he disobeyed, he lost the power. He lost the ability to be in that presence of the Father. He lost the ability to be in the presence of the Father. Actually, he didn't lose the ability to communicate with the Father, but a distance was set between him and the Father. Because man became impure to be before a holy God. But the Lord God called out to him, "Where are you?" Next verse. And he answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." Look at the question. God always asks this question. When God can ask you, "How old are you?" it doesn't mean he does not know. That question is something to meditate on. We ask you, "How old are you?" Don't be in a hurry to say, "Ah, I'm 71. No. Because when you answer, the next one that will come might shock you. So we asked him. He said, he answered, "I heard you in the garden and I was..." Give me the next verse. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked?" And instead of man to answer, serpent. No. "Who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Next verse. The man said, "The woman you put here with me." The woman you put here with me. You are the head of the family. The woman deceived you. Said, "The woman you, now you put them here." The Bible said that man was lonely and God gave him. Now he blamed God that God was the one that put the woman. The power went to the woman. "She gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." Next verse. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate it." And that is where curses began. Next verse. And the very curse was released. So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this," he said, "because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life." So as long as snake will live on this earth, they will eat dust. But when we get to heaven, we'll not see this one that will eat dust. We'll see the one that can walk and the one that can talk. Next verse. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel." Next verse. To the woman. The first curse came to the woman. To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pain in childbearing." If you understand the finished work of the blood of Jesus, there will be less pain in childbearing. Because originally it was not so. It came as something that happened, a disobedience that happened. With pain will you give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband and he will rule over you. Next verse. To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you." You see where the command came? It was not to the woman, the command was to the man. "You must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground," because he can't curse Adam. Because he has blessed Adam. Whoever God has blessed, no man can curse. So, hardship was not actually meant to be so hard. The pain of getting money was not meant to be so painful. It was the disobedience of Adam that makes a man wake up around 6 a.m. and start leaving the home. And come back by 10 p.m. at night. Some people have worked so much that they don't even know the name of their children. It was not so from the beginning. Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree. You say you must not eat of it. He said, cursed is the ground because of you. Through pain, through painful toil, you will eat of all the days of your life, you will suffer. Now that is a curse. The first Adam opened us up to a heavy curse. And man lost dominion. And when you read further, man was chased out of the Garden of Eden. The keys to the Garden of Eden was taken from man. Because if man had stayed in the Garden of Eden, man would have tested the fruit of good. The fruit of, that's how they call it, the fruit of life. Or the tree of life. And if man eats that tree of life, man will remain good and evil forever. Man will live forever. Man will not be redeemable. Because man is a race. God cannot die for any angel. Because angels are not race. They don't have their own race. Angels does not give birth. They are created. So if Jesus must die for the angels, he will die for each and every angel. So he will come to the angelic realm, die one, come again, die again, come again, die again. He will die for, in case you don't know, the numbers of the angels the Father has, you can't count it. That's why the Bible says the devil went away with one third, because he can't count it. Understand this thing. Give me the book of Matthew 4, verse 1. Man lost dominion over the earth. Man no longer has the power. How do you know that man lost dominion? You can just keep this verse. How do you know that man had lost dominion? We saw it in the scripture in the book of Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11. The temptation that took place. If the devil did not have the power to give the earth to Jesus, he will not tempt Jesus with the earth. Bow before me and I will give you all this thing, because it was for him to be given. All dominion came to the devil because of one thing. That means that even if you are holy and you die, you still go to hell. If you kill 750 persons, you will still go to hell. If you save 750 persons, you will still go to hell. There is no way that man, in fact, it was so strong that even when Abraham died, he went to hell. Mm-hmm. Because Abraham died before Jesus Christ came. So his bosom, that's why he had his own bosom. Abraham's bosom is not in heaven, it's in hell. In case you know hell, there's no fire yet. Fire will still come. But don't go there first. Don't go there. So why there are hell where there is torture? There is an Abraham bosom. In case even the Elijah that left did not enter heaven. This one, they shake table. The Bible said that God took Elijah. Even if the Bible said he took him to heaven, which of the heaven? We know that the Bible said that God or Jesus was raised far above all heavens. So which of the heaven did he enter? In case you don't know, hell is not underground though. Oh, you don't dig and make you enter now. There is a realm on its own. And man lost dominion over to command the weather. Over to command the animals. Over to command things to come. Man lost dominion. And since then, God began to search for a man. Cain and Abel came. The devil corrupted the heart of Cain and saw that Abel was innocent. But he needed to kill Abel, because if Abel is alive, someone will come. The Redeemer will come through him. Because God will not come through that evil seed of Cain. So he possessed Cain, and Cain killed Abel. And while Abel died, the Bible said that the blood of Abel began to speak for vengeance. So a blood can speak. It was the blood that spoke that made God to know that something has happened. So why am I hearing the blood of Abel speaking? His spirit should be speaking, but the blood is speaking. And where are you? There? And he asked his brother, he said, Cain, where is your brother? He said, am I my brother's keepers? Can't look for him now. And he said, evil is coming. And because of that, God has to cause him to wander. And while he's wandering, Seth came to play. God gave Adam Seth. Because if it came through Adam, if Adam disobeyed, the person that will break the curse must come through Adam. It has to come through the loins of Adam. If it came through another different loins, it can't work. It has to be through the seed of Adam. So if Adam started it, that's why Jesus is called the second Adam. If you understand the mystery of the blood of Jesus, I tell you the truth, I kid you not, no altar will speak against your life. They don't have the power. They don't have. If they speak, you revoke it back. So these things are important. Does that make sense? Are you learning from what I'm saying? Now man, then what happened was that man began to find a solution. God began to find a solution to save man. Now, the blood of animal could not save man, because an animal has their own race. How can another race save a human race? So the blood of an animal was not even qualified to purify a man. And God could not send angels, because angels don't even have blood. And angels are not from the human race. Even if there was a man that lived the earth without sin, his blood can still not save all of man. Because the blood of that man would decay in less than 24 hours. So if a blood is needed, a blood of a God that has eternal life is needed. So that when that blood is presented, it will speak. Even when we enter heaven, the blood will still speak. Because it's that blood that guarantees our stays in heaven. If the blood stops speaking, all of us will fall down from heaven. Oh yes, that is it. When the blood stops speaking in heaven, all of us will fall down from heaven. We no longer have access, because the old nature will come back. So there was no way to redeem man. And God said, it's fine, I have a secret. I will find a woman that is a virgin. And he found one. In case you don't know, the DNA, the blood that fertilized the egg, the woman does not have any job in it. The woman's womb is to host it. If you give her a man, she will give you birth to man. If you give her a woman, she will born woman. If you give her a dog, she will born dog. If you give her aboro, she will born aboro. If you give her mami water, she go born mami water. They are just incubator. They will just carry it for 9 months for you. And wait till you give me, I will give you. So I just want that you are like your father. You are like your mother. Now lie, it's not like the mother. It's what you gave, I get back. The seed that was planted was actually the seed of God. God released the seed. Oh, you didn't. This is rated 18. God released the seed, and the seed came as the word of God, and the seed entered into Mary. Mary hosted the seed. That is it. The blood that was in that seed has nothing to do with Mary. If Mary's blood entered Jesus, it will contaminate Jesus. And Jesus said, a body you have prepared for me. Why was Jesus coming to die for a stupid mankind? You don't understand. You know, some of us think we are so special. Hmm? God can close his eyes, destroy the earth, or shift the earth away and create a new earth with a perfect human being. But no. He won't be a just God if he creates you and naturally controls you. If I tell my wife now, if I come back home, massage my left leg. If it's what I love and I come back and she's doing it because I told her, I won't enjoy it. And we're discovering in marriage. Did you catch? Praise the Lord Jesus. So the blood of an animal could not save. The blood of an angel could not save, because even angel doesn't have blood. So only the blood of a God. And the condition is that that God must come through the lineage of Adam. And that blood must be pure. So the Holy Ghost came and planted the seed in the belly of Mary. And as that seed was planted, even at that time, he could die because he was everything man. So angels have to appear consequently and to advise and say, hey, take him. They are coming to kill him. For you to know that the devil does not know everything. He knew that someone is coming. He does not know the family. If he knew the family, he would have tracked them. He didn't even know when Mary traveled out. The devil does not know everything. You thought before the devil knew. If he had known, he would have go to where he is and kill him as a baby. But he didn't know. In fact, the devil did not know until John the Baptist announced Jesus. It was that time. He said, this is Jesus. Lucifer 101, where are you? Why didn't you kill this young man? He said, we didn't know. You too, Oga, you didn't know. Let me shock you. The technology that have not existed now, that you have not seen, the devil has it. Most of the weapons that are forged from the kingdom of darkness by themselves. Have you heard about the spirit called Magog? Let's come back. Let's go to scriptures.
Aye.
Give me Ezekiel 18 verse 20. You see, if Jesus did not come, you and I will preach the gospel and enter hell. And the devil will give us a special place in hell. The soul whose sin is the one who will die. Give me King James in this one. That's something that I love how he said, the soul that sinneth. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So by nature, every man is meant to die. By nature, no one is meant to enter heaven until Jesus came. Until who came? Jesus. Because I want us to catch this. No blood was willing. No blood was strong enough to redeem man. No blood. And the seed that is meant to redeem man must be pure. Give me the book of 1 Peter, verse 1. I read from verse 18. 1 Peter, verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, please. He said, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. If that blood, you see, if a man was perfect and never sinned and goes to the cross of Calvary, let's assume that the man did not have the nature of sin, and the man sacrificed his blood. You see, men will be redeemed. But the moment that blood decays, if you die that day, that man presented his blood, you will just ascend to heaven and you start singing, oh single, single, praise. Then in the 1 hour when the blood became unfresh, it's no longer fresh, you start falling down. Oh single, single. Because what will keep you in heaven is that blood being fresh. Do you know that if they empty your whole blood, it will not fill one bucket? You see, as you there, you feel like you get plenty of blood. If they empty, you don't go full one bucket. You don't go full. I'm telling the truth. In fact, if half bucket of blood come off of your body, you are dead. Except they are pumping under blood inside, though. Except you are vomiting water. If it's blood that is coming out. Praise the Lord Jesus. He said, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of the life handed down to you from your forefathers. Next verse. But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. There was no stain in the blood. Perfect blood. And the blood of a God slain for me. I don't know whether if he died for you. It's laid for me. It is that blood that gave me the boldness to be speaking here. It is that blood that gave me the power to cast out demons. It is that blood that gave me the dominion to hold the reign. It's that blood. It's that blood. When Jesus was done for 33 years, why was he in a hurry to sacrifice himself? Why didn't he continue to preach and go to Africa? No. They had to finish it at the cross. He couldn't marry because marriage might affect the purity of the blood. He gave up everything. One day the woman might just wake up and say, I had a dream. And in my dream, you are chasing Sandra. I saw you in my dream. You are chasing Sandra. You back. Jesus might be with his disciples. The woman will just come and say, so you can't come back home. By 11 p.m., you are still doing the word of God. Come on, come back house. He said, you must pregnant me. Hey. He said, I will be polluted. He said, did you marry me to just keep me and be watching me like TV? And Jesus said, I will avoid this. The first Adam, it was the woman that deceived. The second Adam avoided death. Praise the Lord Jesus. God loves us equally. I'm just trying to help you understand something. Now, we don't know why Jesus did not marry. So forget what I'm saying. Okay, we don't know why Jesus did not marry. We knew if Paul had married, some of the chapters, Paul would dedicate one chapter to women. He would write it, womenhood. Praise the Lord Jesus. Are you seeing it? Now give me verse 23. Now, okay, leave it now. He said he was chosen. Now go back, sorry. Go back to that verse 20. Listen, he said he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in this last time for your sake. Give me that verse 23. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. I want you to understand the seed that made you who you are. So why blood and not water? Leviticus 17 verse 11. Why is it that what was needed was blood and not water? Why is it that what was sacrificed was blood and not water? Why didn't God just say, give me the water in your body so that Jesus will live? No. He said, for the life of a creature is in the blood. Give me King James. Give me King James, you still give me. He said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. Nothing else can redeem any man. Nothing. If it was not the blood, it is nothing. Not the flesh. Give me NIV only.
The thing, you see, now, let me ask you a question. When did we discover that blood was life? It was not 2,000 years ago. So how did Moses understand that the life of a creature is in the blood? By the spirit. Because there was no science to teach that. That's how you know that this is by the spirit. For the life of a creature is in the blood. And I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. What is that thing that the moment Omenana people brings a cow, they will put the knife on the throat of the animal, sprinkle the blood on something that looks like a bucket, and the moment they take the calabash and put at that their altar, the nature begins to smile. Why is the nature smiling? And they don't mind, they will give you, say, eat. Eat the meat. You'll be eating the meat. They have taken the substance, the life of that animal. That thing you are eating is mere flesh. The life is taken. It is the blood. So when Jesus gave his blood, he gave his life. And because his life is immortality, can't die, that blood will forever speak. Can't decay. In fact, as a matter of fact, the blood of Jesus Christ is renewed every day. So it gets afresh, even when it can't decay. It refreshes the refreshness of the refresh. May God bless whoever clapped. You are in the spirit. That is it. So even when it is fresh, Jesus will come and say, I know it is fresh, but freshen it again. I know it is the highest of all purity, but purify it again. A blood of a God was laid on my head. That is why when we talk about Ezem more altars, we are not scared. Because there is a sacrifice. In case you don't know, the Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Any death that comes and see you will see the blood. He will pass over. Don't say amen like that. Catch the revelation. That is the thing, that you will be in a car that want to have an accident. You are not worried. That you have died already. You can't die again. Any other death will be when you are done with your work. And Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished the race. May God help us to say such word. I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished the race. And Jesus said, it is finished. And the Bible said that when David was able to fulfill his purpose and everything, he slept. These men, when they were done, they knew. When Samuel was done, he knew. That is how we should die. And in case you don't know, Christians don't die, we check out. We check out from the hotel on earth, check into the hotel in heaven. No time. Under 1 second, we don't go there. They that they find my mansion, no get time. Angel say, I won't go rest. He said, don't you want to go talk? Calm down. Let me sleep on that phone first. Sleep there, enter eternity, come back. Say, what's in the soul? Some people will be on the earth crying. Oh, he has gone. He was a great man of God. I don't even hear that one. I'm gone. Now, when they died, they remember he was anointed. See, bloggers begin carrying news of people when they die. When the person was alive, no blog, one carried the news. Now, everybody, they post up for their timeline. Oh, the music is prayer. People, where God go judge for this world there. Okay, there are people that are still anointed like that. Carry their news, you won't carry. Now, when people die, they become your screensaver, timeline. And so this, how he died, is a voice for our generation. When she was alive, being the voice, you didn't know. Now when she died, may people not, let me just keep quiet here. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because only the blood has life. And it's only the blood of Jesus that can purge you. So why is it that is the blood and not water? It's because the life of a creature is in his blood. What did the blood of Jesus Christ do for you? That is the next question. What did the blood of Jesus Christ do for you? My sins were forgiven. Ephesians 1 verse 7. The Bible said that the soul that sinneth will die. What did the blood of Jesus Christ do for you? He forgave us. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. That is not the scripture I'm asking you for. Ephesians 1 verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace. In him. In that blood. When they say in him, they're talking about the finished work. In that blood of Jesus, we had redemption. There is amazing more that will meet you. Let me tell you what happened. Whenever the children of God gathers, in the spirit, they are soaked in the blood. You know, we sing the song. We don't really know the power of songs at times. All right, we come by the blood of Jesus. You sing it carelessly because you don't have the revelation of it. If you understand the power of the precious blood of Jesus, once in the name of the blood of Jesus, one is enough. The blood cannot perish. It cannot smell. It is purified with the most purity. It's a blood of a deity. A blood of a king. Perfect. Without blameless. Without sin. Can't perish. Will speak for all eternity. Any challenge that stands before you that did not move, not when you mention the blood. Number two, it paid for your debt. Do you know how the blood paid for your debt? Let me show you. Let me borrow two of you. Let me show you something. This is how the blood of Jesus paid for your debt. And because you don't understand what the blood of Jesus Christ have done, please come this side. And you don't understand what the blood of Jesus Christ have done, that is why you don't know how to challenge the enemy. Now, this brother here is a sinner, for example. So the devil is that, God forbid, you're not the devil. Can never be the devil. You're a child of God. But in this story, this my brother here is acting as the devil so that you understand. So now he's owing this man, Mr. Devil. You are owing Mr. Devil 1,000 naira. That 1,000 is the sin that this one has committed. But this one can never in his entire life be able to pay for that sin. So that 1,000 naira is the problem. So because of that 1,000 naira, this one, anytime he sees this man, he will be dodging. Because whenever this man sees him, this man will take him to the court and accuse him. This young man is owing me money and deal with him. So the only thing he does is to be running. So Jesus Christ came. And when Jesus Christ came, he paid for the sin of this young man. It's 1,000 ba. He paid for his sin. After paying for the sin, he kept extra. Kept more extra. Then he came to this one and told him and said, I have paid. Now that you are a Christian, even if you sin, but you shouldn't sin, but if you sin, know that I have paid. So even if you lie, don't worry. You shouldn't lie. Tell the Father, Lord, I'm sorry. Show me mercy. The money will speak. You have no business with the devil. If he comes to accuse you that your forefather did something, tell him, for no other foundation can any man lay than that which has been laid by the blood of Jesus. If he speaks again, tell him, for I have been transferred from the kingdom of your bloodshed to the kingdom of the precious blood of Jesus. So if they say that you will not prosper, tell them Jesus paid in full. If they say that you can become great, tell them Jesus paid in full. He gave extra for my misbehavior letter. So if an more place a curse on you, tell him it can't stand. Because the book of Galatians says, The Bible said that he became a curse for my curse. So even your curse can't stand. The blood of Jesus paid in full. Your business will not prosper. No! He paid in full. He gave the devil extra. The devil is all with me. In fact, the devil must walk under me. So when you jam the devil, you don't beg him. That's why the Bible says you cast him out. The blood has paid. The devil said, you lied yesterday, but the blood. You are not unworthy. You have one leg. The blood made me righteous. Because the blood was my righteousness. In him I live. In him I move. In him I find my being. Gaida, Gaida. When people are catching revelations, Kaya Pampe, Pere Pere Kosa. That altar in your family can't stop you. The SMO can't challenge you. Anyone that said your marriage can't stand is a lie. Jesus settled it. Yama, come in. Ewa obarane ekwo kunisim. Obara Jesus na timunisim. In case you don't know, the Bible said that it's the blood that speaketh better thing than the blood of Abel. So even as I'm speaking, the blood is speaking. Ewa obarane etimunisim. Ewa raja tunisim. Ewa obara Jesus na ekwo kunisim. They say people in your family become poor not when the blood has been spilled. The blood maketh a man rich and addeth no sorrow. It's the blood. 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 That is why I can't afford to waste the blood. I can't afford to walk this earth an ordinary man. The blood paid for my signs and wonders. One thousand deity can't stand. They can't. They don't have teeth. They don't reach. Because when Jesus paid, he paid in full. The Bible says his blood was spotless. Even if it was a little spot, the Father would have managed, but this one was spotless. The Father needed only 1,000. He gave 700,000 blood. He paid because he was a God. Even our sins of the whole world is not enough, because his blood speaketh for the whole universe. His blood was not just for the earth realm, but for the universe. The condition is that if you believe and remain in me. If you believe and remain in me. If you catch this revelation, no altar, no SMO will call your name. If you catch this revelation, man of God, I don't know book. The blood paid for it. It paid for the gift of wisdom, paid for the gift of understanding, paid for the gift of knowledge. Is anyone among you in need of wisdom? In the book of James, let him ask our generous Father, and he will give it to him. Are you needing for wisdom? The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the wisdom cries on the streets and seek for who will welcome her. Are you? He paid the debt. You are not owing the devil anything. If there is any of your destiny the devil is owing, it is illegally. And when you come before him, after you have repented of your sin, come before him. Hey, return it. If he tries to act, bring the blood in front of him. It's the blood that defeated him. In case you don't know, Jesus did not go to have a combat with the devil. No. He couldn't fight with what he created. He came and the devil handed over the keys of heaven and earth to him. The keys of Hades. He said, all power in heaven, on earth, and beneath has been given to me. He didn't say, I battle to get. He said, it has been given to me. When I say that I've not seen a nature that can kill me, is because of the revelation I have received from the Father through the blood. If you will kill me, you will spill the blood in heaven. You will spill the blood. Yes, the Obala Jesus. If you can't enter there and touch the blood, you can't touch me. When he died, I died. When he resurrected, I resurrected. And the Bible said that I am joint heir. We are saved to look for trouble. I've been telling you this. We are saved to look for trouble in the kingdom of darkness. Don't wait till 1,000 people gather. If 2 gather, enter. If 3 gather, challenge. If 4 gather, fight. If 5 gather, destroy. If 8 gather, tear apart. The Bible said that one will chase 1,000 and 2, 10,000. How many are we now? How can you be afraid of going to your village because of one stupid SM war? Abacham the village Potter. Abacham the village Potter. An SM war is the reason why you couldn't go to your village. You are afraid of an SM war. Hi, where are they? Where are they? After Jesus redeemed us, every promise he made to Abraham became ours. For the blessings of Abraham are ours. Oh, sit down. Thank you. Galatians 3 verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curses of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every man who is hung on a tree. So Jesus became a curse. So if the devil said there is a curse from your foundation, tell him Jesus paid for it. If you know these things I'm listening, if you can hold it in prayer. That's how I pray. That's how I pray. I bring scriptures, present it, and argue my case. If the devil do, I go to the blood. I bring it. You can't speak against the blood. It ended it. He didn't say it is finished in the spirit. He said it in the physical. So that they won't say that he didn't say it. He said it. We heard it. It was loud. That same blood guaranteed you to enter heaven. The Bible said that surely they shall gather. But if their gathering is not of his name, that they will scatter. For they will come in one way and they will scatter in 7 ways. Don't be afraid when they gather, because they must gather. But there is a blood that has made you untouchable. 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 There's something that the Arab Wallace, they say it is hard to kick against the barbed wire. You know what they call barbed wire? Have you before? Try and kick it. The barbed wire will remain the same. You are the one to be inflicted of injury. You don't understand the blood that was shed on your head. Not the blood of a goat. So when the SMOs are sacrificing human blood, it's not for you. In case you don't know, the blood of Jesus is the reason why you can't be poor. Because whatever sacrifice that is needed by blood, you have already sacrificed your own blood. And you sacrifice the highest of all blood. So if you still don't have money now, it's only for a season. And in this season, gather knowledge to be wealthy. Get books on how to build empires. Read it and wait. Don't be waiting and saying there's no money to read them. Prepare. Because the blood has paid it. So that when it comes, you know what to do. In case some of you don't understand what I mean. When I said the depth, give me the book of Hebrews 9 verse 28. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear the second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Was sacrificed once to take away our sin. The only thing that can hinder you as a Christian to excel in the ways of God is your sin. But Jesus has done something about that sin. So you can't remain sinning. And the book of John said that if anyone sins, don't sin. But if anyone fall into sin, let him know that we have an advocate in heaven, Jesus, our mediator. If you don't get upset and reject the power, see, you are not angry yet. If you are still tormented by demon, you are not angry yet. If you are angry, if you understand what I'm telling you now, your prayers will reduce. Your too much nonsense prayer will reduce. Your prayers will be on thanksgiving more. I'm praying for the saints. That is why we read. God gives revelation. Why was the blood so special? Why is it that the whole scripture is about the blood of Jesus? What is in this blood? The life. And the Bible said that this blood healed you in the book of Isaiah 54. Give me Isaiah 54 verse 5. This is not the scripture I'm looking for. This is not the scripture I'm looking for. Isaiah 53, 53 verse 5. He said, but he was pierced for our transgression. So that time they were nailing him. That time he was being wounded. He was paying for my transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. Man of God, I find it hard to sleep. No, Jesus paid for it. Peace in marriage. Peace in your home. Peace in your business. Peace when you sleep. He paid for it. The Bible said that God giveth rest to his people. He giveth sleep to his people. Ken Hagin will say that whenever he feels restless, he just remembers the scripture that the Lord gave rest to his people. And he goes to bed and sleep well. Not the one that when the Holy Ghost is waking you for prayer, you are finding peace. May God not give you that peace. May you pray before you get that peace. And he said, and by his wound we are healed. Sickness got nothing on you. Sickness got nothing on you. Leukemia got nothing on you. HIV got nothing on you. If you repent, I don't know how you contact your own, but if you repent, it got nothing on you. Because one blood, a deity came on the cross. The Bible said that if they had known, they would not have crucified the Son of Man. If the devil had known, that the devil does not know everything. That's why sometimes we want to give you prophecy, we lay hand, and sometimes we speak it in tongues. Because if we see that you're not mature to carry it, if we tell you, the devil will fight you. Say, man of God, so many prophecy, no one is happening. Because after you have been released that prophecy, the devil heard it. He doesn't know what the Lord has destined for you. He can only study based on your lifestyle to predict what you might become. If the devil can know everything, they won't need mirror to invoke you to see you. They won't need crystal ball to invoke you to see you. They won't need water on a boat to look into to see you. They won't need it if they can see everything. I heard the story. Somebody was confessing. He said that if a false prophet goes to the occult to receive power to see vision, they will give him the power, but when he gets to the age of 50 something, he will become blind. because he's borrowing his future sight to see. That's why many of the false prophets stages miracle. There is a price. 1,000 cow, no return. Not when the drop of Jesus' blood. In case you don't understand, he didn't drop small. He gave all. The Bible said he came and said, Thomas, touch my bone and my flesh. Because there was no drop of blood in him anymore. He gave all. The only sacrifice that will be received is the one that dropped everything. Every blood must be saved out. He gave all. Don't limit Jesus. If you understand this thing and you pray with the blood of Jesus, which altar? Which covenant? Do you know that by that blood, he made a covenant? The Bible said that he brought peace to everything that was created. In the book of Hebrew, he made peace with everything that was created through him. Through that blood, he calmed every system that was fighting for injustice in the realm. Every voice that was speaking in hell, shouting, every voice speaking and making noise, his blood calmed every one of them. When he was on that cross, every spiritual being stood still. Every angel was armed with sword for war. If Jesus had said, I refuse to die, mankind would die. If he has said, I refuse to die, the first thing will happen that the nail will be removed from the hand and the wound will heal. He will come down and every one of them will die because the angels will be on the blood spray. But he held back. I could imagine all the heavens silence. Every being was silent. Every living creature was silent. How do we know they were silent? The moment he died, the thunder ached. Even in pain, because he manipulated the system of the earth. A God died. How dare the earth show sun when a God is dying? What can the earth show? The earth silenced the sun. The sun hid himself. Darkness came and the altar was divided because the deity died. God. And the man that saw him said, truly this man is the Son of God. May your death bring someone to repentance. It's a good prayer. Even at the point of death, win soul. They said that Kenneth Hagin died while reading a book. So even at his age, he was gathering knowledge. Don't go and die a stupid death. Hey, that died. Telling you now, I'll be laughing. God, stupid there. If I catch you in heaven, I'll beat you. I'll ask you, why did you die like that? Hi. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. When we go to the seminar row, my water. That's how it is doing me in my body. You understand? He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. You have been. That's English. The reason why you think you can't be healed is because you think that sickness has right to be there. When you are sick and you command it to go, it does not go. Don't give up. When you command, stop commanding, accept it is gone. If it takes 2 days, it will still go. The thing is that you give the sin, you give the sickness. See. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Jesus has died for me. The Bible said that he was pierced for my transgression. By his stripes I was healed. So Jesus has healed me before I got sick. And when he paid the price, he gave extra blood. And he said that, I know the thoughts and the plan I have for you, to prosper you, to give you sound mind. There was no sickness. And the Bible said that the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But it came that I will have blessings, and whatever I have in abundance. Sickness is not from God. Jesus has paid for it. And the Bible said that I am united in Christ Jesus. The Bible said that whenever I take communion, I drink the blood of Jesus and the body, and I eat the bread, which is the body of our Lord Jesus. So if this sickness refuses, a communion can end it. And the Bible said that his bone was not broken. So if I bring a wine and I pour in a cup and I lay my hand, I say, Father, thank you because this is the blood of Jesus. It is not by it tasting like a blood. It is by me knowing that it has become blood, because the just shall live by faith alone. So I will take the blood. I'm not taking the wine. It is the blood. He said, do this in my remembrance. So when I drink it, whatever leukemia, whatever nonsense, the white blood cell that is present in the blood of Jesus will speed up the rate of catalyst in my body. And there will be what they call and the wound, it will produce what they call blood platelets that will begin to heal the wound in my skin. Okay. So even if the pain is still there, it's a lie. I refuse to believe it. The doctor said they don't know what is wrong. I know what is wrong. And I have a solution. It's the blood of a God. If I'm sleeping at night, I am soaked in the blood. He's here. If I'm sleeping at night, I'm soaked in the blood. If you summon me in the mirror, you might not see the blood. But when you raise your sword, the blood will show. And in case you don't know, that blood does not just speak for mercy, it can speak for vengeance. Famara can see quado. Famara kwa can see quado. Imara can see quado. Imara can see quado. Imawata. You can't understand. Jesus cooked us, prepared us, sent us, fortified us, and surrounded us with his angels. And the Bible says, for we have not come to Mountain Sinai, we have come to Mountain Zion, the city of the living God. 2,000,000, countless thousands of angels. Oh, I am not small, Luke. I am not small. I might be short, but my spirit is tall. You might be short, but your spirit is tall. Catch this revelation. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's because of that blood. No tongue rise up against you in judgment. It's because of that blood. Listen, there is this song. I don't know how to sing it very well, but it goes like this. There is no shadow you won't feel down, light you won't feel down, coming after me. Can you listen to the lyrics of that song? If you can project that lyrics, please do.
Coming after me.
There's no shadow. Can they help you? Put your mic on so they can help you.
Shadow you and light up mountains you and climb up, coming out to me.
Sing it.
Shadow you and light up mountains you and climb up, coming out to me. There's no world you and keep down.
Coming after me.
The shadow you will light up, the mountains you will climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you will keep down, body won't see that. Coming after me.
Listen, listen, listen. You will still go with that song. See, if there is a mountain standing before you, and you are the end, and you are the only one there, it's trying to explain to you by scripture. The Bible said that he left the 99 and went out for the one that was missing. Jesus will lift that mountain. If the mountain refuses to be lifted, he will break it. And it's coming after you. No force in this world can hold him back from coming for you. No Amadioha in this world can stop Jesus from coming for you. Even when you fall short of his grace, even when you lied, he's there. Even when you fornicate, his grace will speak. Even when you are wounded, even when you have done what you consider as unpardonable sin, there is no mountain he will slide them. There is no rock he won't break. There is no gate he won't break. He's coming for you. That is how much he wants me. That is how much he wants you. No God can die for me like that, though. Only Jesus. Why won't you serve him?
There's no shadow you will light up, mountains you will climb up. There's no wall you will keep down, fire you will see that. There's no shadow you will light up, mountains you will climb up. There's no wall you will. There's no shadow you will light up, mountains you will climb up. There's no wall you will be down, but you will see. There's no shadow you will light up, mountains you will climb up.
No shadow you would light up, mountains you would light up,
there's no wall you would keep down, body wouldn't see them, coming after me. There's no shadow you would light up, mountains you would climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you would keep down, body wouldn't see them, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountains you won't climb up, or coming up. There's no shadow you won't light up.
Listen. I had wished if they were able to put it. But let's do it this way. You have your phone. That is what we are going to sing now. You have your phone. Bring out your phone. Reckless Love lyrics.
So as they're singing, we don't need so many persons with mic. So as they're singing, just sing. Bring out your phone. If they were able to project it, it would have been easier. Because I need everyone to sing it. I want you to understand the lyrics. Okay, it's there. Listen, we'll sing only this one. There's no shadow you won't. What is happening? There's no mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me.
But there's no
water
you won't
tear down. Mountain you won't tear down. Coming after me. Again from the top. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me.
There's no shadow you will light up. Mountains you won't climb up.
Coming after me.
There's no wall you won't beat down. Body won't take down.
You are praying, you know.
There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountains you won't climb up. There's no wall you won't beat down.
Now listen. Listen. Now, can you genuinely thank Jesus for the blood? Can you really appreciate Him for that blood? And you are appreciating for that blood. Oh my Lord, try to this again. Listen, a God was slain for you. I want your mind and your soul and your spirit to absorb it. It's not pride to tell people that a God died for you. It's the truth. Jesus died for you. For me. Give me the book of Romans 8 verse 32. You know, I love this scripture. He said, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things. You have not received because you have not asked. And even when you asked, you doubted. Do you know what it took God to allow Jesus to die? You think because he's God, he just said, go and die, after I will resurrect you. If Jesus had sinned once, his blood would not be pure. If Jesus had lied once while walking on the earth, remember the Bible said that he was tested as we were tested. He was 100% human. He walked. He didn't just come at the age of 12 and died for us. They would say he didn't suffer now. He went through everything that a human could go through. He fasted. He ate. There was time he felt pain.